News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. It's Monday, January 5th. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. And I've already shared this morning that I'm getting away from, well, now we have an expert in the house for sure.
Yeah.
But we're going to take the theme of peppy this morning and try to get you in the mood to be back at work and facing this new year. And what better way to face it than to have an expert right here. Brian Prowitz is here. He is our ADX digital marketing consultant.
Good morning.
And expert.
Good morning.
Here in the house to help you make a plan for 2026.
Yes.
It's not too late, is it?
Gotta have a plan. What is the plan?
That's right.
As you go to work today, it's like, okay, how am I going to break this thing down? Like, how are we going to make the numbers in 26 look better than the ones in 2025?
Absolutely.
If you're a business owner, that is the key whole thing. And if you're looking at your plan for marketing and there are no changes in it, then that should be a red flag. You should look, even if you were to sit down and look at everything you're doing for marketing and you didn't change anything, that's fine. At least you've analyzed it. And
right.
You've really thought about what you want to do and you decide, you know what, this is where, I like asking business owners this. Is your marketing plan perfect? Did it work perfectly for you last year? Is it dialed to the point where you are so confident in your marketing plan that you do not want to change anything? It's a lot of absolutes.
I don't know.
Lots of absolutes. And so we want to break that down and look at it honestly and say, okay, well, what is the plan then for 2026? And in marketing, Meg, as you know, there are purposes for lots of different types of marketing.
Right.
Different styles of marketing do different things. A billboard is a very different tool in marketing than your Google PPC campaign, your pay-per-click campaign online. They occupy different places in what we call the sales funnel. And if you own a business, you want the top of that funnel to be full. The top of the funnel is the first time anybody even knows you exist. Branding and awareness, that is the top of the funnel. The bottom of the funnel is when they click to purchase your item or they run their credit card at your store. The bottom of the funnel is the sale. The top of the funnel is just getting people to be aware that you exist. And in radio, branding and awareness, that is radio. That is perfect for radio. That is when people who don't know you exist hear your name for the first time.
Hmm.
And word of mouth isn't enough. You can't survive on just word of mouth. If you've been around 30 years and you're the local store on the corner and your revenue is where you want it to be, then maybe you could make the argument that word of mouth is enough. But there are always new people coming in to the area. There are always new people looking for a new place to go. You need to remind people you exist and stay top of mind. So branding and awareness, that's the top of that funnel. And what I want to talk about today is the places our digital marketing tools occupy in the funnel. If the top of the funnel is branding and awareness and the bottom of the funnel is the buy.
Okay,
where
that makes sense.
We have so many different tools and they do different things. And so
right.
From a digital marketing standpoint, this is where the conversation has to begin. And it's hard to know exactly what your business needs and what your plan should be until we get to know you a little bit better and know the key questions. Do you want more revenue in 2026? Is your marketing plan perfect? How about this? Where are the areas of growth for your company next year, this year? Where are the areas of growth? Where you might be excellent and dialed in some places, but as a business owner, you're always looking for the new revenue stream.
Mm-hmm.
You're always looking to perfect the way you're marketing or promoting or even the customer experience that you may have in another area. Another set of services that you're offering. Maybe you've launched something new and people don't even realize that you do those things. I'm seeing some really interesting, I want to say HVAC, but it's like plumbing, HVAC, IT combinations.
Mm-hmm. I've noticed that too.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So if you're known for your HVAC and nobody knows you do water filtration,
right.
For instance.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then maybe that's an area that you need to spend more time and effort on from a marketing standpoint.
So you're talking, it sounds to me like you're talking about your branding and possibly how are you appearing in all these different digital media platforms, yes. I guess is the best way to put it.
Right.
Because I see, sometimes I'll see a business in one area and it's a different ad or a different look, and I get confused. Is that the same one? Is it different? I get confused because I'm seeing them in different formats, I guess, would be the best way to describe it. So isn't that continuity, that consistency, is that wherever you're marketing, it's the same message?
Yes. And there are millions of dollars spent every year in working with a company that will develop a brand for you that is recognizable and stands out and goes across all the different platforms that we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And branding and awareness, so important. It's also why some people really get hung up on if you move that letter in your logo over here, or if the font wasn't exactly the way it was supposed to, or you used the wrong color.
Right.
People really freak out because they want that consistency so that you're able to see the people when they see it here and they see it there, it connects.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why we talk about radio and digital together a lot, because if they see the ad on their phone in a display ad or social mirror, and then they go to the radio and they hear the mention of you in their car or while they're streaming someplace, there's the connection. There they are. It's very smart. This is just marketing 101. This is very, very smart to be across multiple platforms.
With the same message.
With the same messaging, the same logo, the same information, so that people put two and two together. Because it takes, they say now, 20 times. You have to ping a person 20 times. Like that, like your annoying little nephew. Stop it, stop it, stop it. 20 times, ping, 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 before they go, oh, that's what that is.
Oh,
that's what they're selling. And if you think about how many times you see a TV commercial, you hear a commercial on the radio, you know that's true. And so we want to, frequency is important. Effectiveness of the messaging is important. Being very targeted in that. Who is seeing it over and over again? Very important.
The targeting piece is what I find really attractive about this digital advertising, because in the past, and I've mentioned this many times, you kind of threw it out there and hope for the best. Mm-hmm. But you're able, with multiple different strategies, that you can actually target a person who is a potential buyer based on what they've already done online or based on their background. It's extraordinary to me that you can do that.
Yeah, well, we call it the breadcrumbs that you leave out there in the world. As you just behave digitally on your phone or on the computer, anything that you do, it's trackable. I mean, it's really hard to get away from that. You can if you want, but there's a lot of information available, and we want to use this for good. Mm-hmm. This is the good way that all of that digital detail and some of the things that you that we talk about pays off in a good way. If you're a business owner, there is so much data out there. But I want to make sure that we land this here in this first segment with, and if you want to talk to us about this, Jeff Wayne is the guy, 850-262-6000. Call Jeff Wayne at 850-262-6000 in order to get one of us on the digital marketing team at ADX Communications in front of you to be able to talk about the plan for 2026.
All right. With that, if you have any questions or comments, please text it in at 850-437-1620. This is Pep Talk, talking about ADX Digital Marketing with Brian Prowitz. We will be back in just a couple minutes. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, talking about ADX Digital Marketing with Brian. Brian, we've kind of touched on all the reasons why now is a good time to make those changes, to take a look at your marketing plan for 2026. So what are some of the things that we could actually specifically do?
Yeah, and I started off talking about the sales funnel, and the top of the funnel being branding and awareness. The bottom of the funnel is the actual purchase, and that can happen online. It can happen organically in your store. It can happen by word of mouth, but we want to give you an idea of the tools that we have here, the products that we have at ADX Digital Marketing, in order to move people from the funnel, from the top down to the bottom when they purchase, and in using all of our targeting and all those things. But here are some of the products at the branding and awareness. This is the very, very top of the funnel, is branding and awareness. And here are all the different ways. In addition to just radio, which we proudly stand with and love to cooperate with and coordinate with, we have digital out of home. So there are 133 places in Santa Rosa and Escambia counties where we can put your message on a screen.
Really? That
some
many?
Some of them are digital billboards. Wow. Some of them are screens in a eating establishment. There are a lot of places. So digital out of home, when you see a billboard out there, we can probably get you on it and in some of the screens that you see around town. Geoframing is another tool for the branding and awareness. Geoframing is actually going back. This will trip you up a little bit. Going backwards and surrounding, drawing a circle around a place and picking up all the IP addresses that were there at a certain time. So if you missed your event, mm-hmm. if you say, hey, Brian, we wanted to know who was here. We didn't get ahead of it. We should have circled that and let everybody who walked inside that circle get pinged with an ad. We missed it. What do? We can actually go back and pull information from location and IP addresses on your phone and tell you who was there and be able to advertise to them. Connected TV, another branding and awareness tool that you're probably familiar with. That's streaming TV. Any television that is connected to a digital streaming device, your Wi-Fi, we can advertise on. Online audio. You might be surprised to know that we actually like working with Spotify and Pandora.
Oh, really?
And even some of the other brand X name brands of the big companies around. We can advertise on podcasts. Online audio is expected to increase. The amount of money spent on online audio advertising is expected to go up.
Wow.
In 2026, and we can get you there. YouTube and YouTube Plus, YouTube TV, YouTube channels. Mm-hmm. These are places where we can advertise your information in front of people as they search. And then any video, we can send a 30 or 15 second video. It used to be called pre-roll.
Uh-huh.
Like if you watch a video on right now, sports fans are all watching little clips and videos of the game last night. We can throw your 15 or 30 second commercial in front of that on their phones. These are all branding and awareness. This is the top of the funnel. Next, as people begin to really dive in, am I gonna work with this person? Like, okay, now I know you exist.
Mm-hmm.
Now I want to know more about you. Some of the tools, Amazon targeting.
Oh,
think of this: if somebody were to look up, let's see, they're online on Amazon and they're searching, and they search a baby crib,
okay,
or diapers for a baby or something. They're gonna buy,
right?
That indicates that they might be interested also in children's things or baby stuff,
mm-hmm.
Baby books, baby information. So once they do that, Amazon targeting works that way, and that's in a place where not only do they get to see your product, but also all the reviews that come with it. Now they're reviewing and looking, and Amazon is in our portfolio as a place we can advertise for you. Display ads, native ads. Those are both little squares with your graphic on there that we can put out there into websites and apps across all devices.
Mm-hmm.
We can advertise with TikTok. We can advertise to TikTok users. We also have a thing called mobile conquesting, where we can hit your phone, the phones of the targeted audience, wherever they are. And you pick the geography on that, by the way.
Okay.
So where they go, if they walk in your store and then they leave, we can follow them with ads on their phone. We do a lot of advertising for Meta. Facebook, Instagram, and Threads are also in our portfolio. As people, now they've found out that you exist through branding and awareness, they're going to go to your socials and they're going to look and they're going to see what you have there. So it's very important those are good. But keep in mind, only 2% of the followers on a Facebook page see the content.
Interesting.
Only 2% of your followers on Facebook see that content because they're busy doing other things.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to advertise to them. Even if they're interested, we still need to advertise to them. And we can run your Facebook, your Instagram, your Threads campaign. Rather than you boosting it or your nephew boosting it or whoever is going to help you, we can have professionals that are doing that for you. And Social Mirror is another product that we talk a lot about. Using your social content as an ad out there in the world. It's very popular. It's very, very effective. And something I saw at the end of 2025 is all the papers are coming out and the analysis of where social media is and where it's heading. There is no slowing down Facebook and Instagram. They continue to just dominate the social market, the social space.
Mm-hmm.
And it's important that you exist there as a business owner. It's important that you invest smartly there. And if you need help with that, we can also help you with that just from a strategic standpoint. What are you putting out there? How are you using your socials? But more than that, if you're going to spend money boosting a post, talk to us first, because we could do a lot more for you than most people are able to do if they dive down that rabbit hole. And then here, right at the bottom of this funnel, this is the last few steps before they buy. We have a website visitor ID product that we can put on your website that collects information from the people that visit your website without using cookies. That means if they're on your website and they want to do that much work to send information, they are very interested in what they're finding. And right at the bottom of the conversion funnel, PPC, pay-per-click on Google, your SEO on your website, very, very important. And we have a live chat tool that we can put on your website that does not use bots.
That is the coolest thing.
It uses human beings who are trained to respond to the way. And the bottom line for that is they don't stop until they get a lead for you. You get the name, the information on contacting that person, and what they are looking for through our live chat product. All these things helping take people from the top of the funnel, branding awareness, all the way down to the buy. And we have 19 ways we can work for you when it comes to digital marketing here at ADX Communications.
That is incredible. I love this. There's so many opportunities for 2026. So who do we contact again?
Yeah, Jeff Wayne, 850-262-6000. 850-262-6000. Ask for Jeff.
All right, we'll be back with Brian in just a couple minutes on Pep Talk. If you've got a question, 850-437-1620. We'd love to hear from you. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, talking with Brian Prowitz about ADX digital marketing this morning, 850-437-1620. Brian, just a few minutes left now. This is the time, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is.
Started.
Yeah, the plan. I mean, we've been talking now for a couple of months about for the last couple of months, it's been, hey, you got to get ready for the holidays. And then the next thing is, and it's very, very important, you sit down with your team and figure out a marketing plan for 2026. And if you're thinking about hiring a marketing director, investing more in payroll for marketing, there are agencies out there. There are lots of different ways you can get this done. If you're in that mind space as you think about 2026, give us a call and let us talk to you a little bit. We may not be the perfect fit for all the things you need, but we will probably surprise you. And let's say you have an agency. We have a lot of companies that we work with that have somebody that is their agency and they work on. Agencies are shocked when they see all the stuff that we have. Our 19 items on our digital tools toolbox really surprise people who are also experts in digital to know that we have these things for them. So these are all ways that we could start the conversation on your plan for 2026. Again, it's like, you know, if your marketing is perfect and you are dialed and your 2025 numbers were so high you wouldn't change anything, congratulations. Have a great 2026. My bet is you probably aren't in that category, so give us a call, 850-262-6000, 850-262-6000. Ask for Jeff, and let's talk digital.
All right. Thank you so much, Brian, with ADX Digital Marketing.
Is that peppy enough?
Yes, it was very peppy.